Are you a Hutton widow? Does your significant other spend all their time on the road? Have your children forgotten what one of their parents looks like? Does their flight suit come home stained and filthy? Join us on Hutton Widows Net for mutual support.
Some important messages there. Thank you to everybody who's been involved in putting these together. It is amazing to have so many of these little things, and we've got so many more that are just waiting for you guys to hear them. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have a couple of messages, not from commanders in game, not another more recorded stuff. I am just seconds away from arriving at Hutton Orbital, which is making it tricky to sort of manage this. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to... Oh, excuse, that's the wife is watching something interesting on the television, so she's... It must have been a good moment. Something I'm missing out on. But what we're just going to bring Dave in for our evening stat review of how we've got on today. So we'll see how he's doing. We'll see how we can do. Good evening, Dave. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you. How about you?
I'm all right. Yeah, but it's exciting. It's tiring. It's repetitive. It's, you know, it would be too easy if it wasn't so much of a big deal, this Hutton run. I mean, it's just it's like that David and Goliath moment, isn't it? We are kicking its ass at the moment, which is awesome, and long may we continue to do so. Right. So I think we've got a couple of things we need to cover, which is how is the goal going now?
The goal, from my point of view, is knackering. I've gone cross-eyed, but I'm just switching across to my screen.
So you're shattered as well. I mean, you wouldn't believe the amount of Facebook comments, tweets, and we can't answer them all, and we're missing some, and we're really, really sorry, but the human factor is that we've got so many avenues of which we are being attacked on that I think Mike Snaws has actually got Alvin answering emails now, just to give him a hand and a bit of a break. So, yes, if you've got any rough emails, they'll be from Alvin. Did you see what I did there?
Yes. Anyway, okay, I've got the screens up in front of us at the moment. Our success rate so far, we are over the allowance of 10. We now have 617,050 tons collected by 1,681 commanders.
It's amazing. More people are getting involved. It's growing and it's growing and it's growing.
You sound as tired as you look, and I haven't seen you recently.
I always look tired. But that's staggering. That is really genuinely amazing. Thank you very much to everybody that is taking this challenge on the head and getting out there and really showing that we'll rise to any challenge if we need to. Now, whereabouts are you? Are you currently at Hutton Orbital?
Yeah, I'm parked up at a Hutton Orbital. I just sent you a wing request because you're inbound, I understand.
I'm just behind
you. I'm looking at an empty pad 3.
Whoa, right, okay. Quickly jumping onto the contact list. Hutton Orbital, let me have it. It said no. Oh, dearie me. Now, actually, with regards to docking etiquette and pads, I'm just going to hover here for a second and I'm going to jump across because we have a number of comments and apologies to be made. Our first apology comes from Commander Hober Mallow, who apologises he did leave himself on the pad and he nipped away. Now, I could misquote him and tell you all that he went for a poo, but actually... he was off to deal with kids, and when he came back, he was met with a lot of angry comments about his dock blocking antics. And in another one, we have a Q jumper, which is almost unforgivable.
How awfully un-British.
Exactly. Well, to be honest, nobody's really got a problem with his attitude with regards to the fact that he may have accidentally done it. But the way that he responded in his language, Mr. Grass Snake, Commander Grass Snake, I'm talking to you. Come on. We're all friendly. We're all trying to have fun. But when you arrive at the station, if there is a massive queue, just say hello, find out about the local commanders, whether or not there's a queue system in place, take your place and wait and have a chat and have some fun, or drop into a private group or a solo group just to unload, if that's if you can't wait. There's no shame in that at all. What you're missing out on, though, is the fun and the communication and the friendship that is being shown around these stations. Obviously, Habermalo met the sharp end of the spear, because when you've been flying for an hour and a half and you're on your sixth or seventh run for the day and some bugger's disappeared and left his ship on top, you do get a bit ratty. But, you know, we're all friendly, we're all good, we're all happy, we just... You know, be friendly, be friendly. And Mr. Grass Snake, just bear in mind, the next time you arrive at Hutton Orbital, you are welcome. We want to see you involved. Thank you very much for going to all the hassle. But just try and bear in mind that if people have been waiting for 10, 15 minutes before you arrive and you jump, then it's not particularly nice. Now what else? We missed some wings earlier on that were out there. We had Wedge Clandestino out, we had Swapmat, Nick Sticks, Tentacode, Firebrand 83, Boothroyd. All of these people were out at Hutton Orbital making their contributions earlier on when we were doing our meet and fleet, so we had to say hello to them as well. And it's been going, you know, really well in that respect. Now, I wanted to talk to Mindwipe when he's back, but for the moment I'm going to bring Steph down for a chat. And that's her coming in now. Hello, Steph, how are you?
Yeah, how are you? Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. You might recognise that voice, because Steph has been behind a number of our wonderful voiceover jingles and adverts that we currently have playing over the station. And Steph has again been today recording and, well, basically flooding the emails with these audio files. Steph, first of all, how are you enjoying this community goal?
It's the best thing I've ever come across. It's just amazingly wonderful. It really is. I don't have words for it.
I mean, it does take us, a lot of us, if you were back in the original offer as well, weren't you?
I was, right at the very beginning. And
yeah, it's got that kind of feel.
That's exactly it. It's a sense of something that really is very, very stupid when you think about it in real terms. But everyone just wants to do it.
We're just all completely committed to this masochism. How are we doing? That's
something. Well, I think Steph has to accept some of the responsibility for this. After all, for those of you or those that are listening that were at LaveCon, Steph took over the comparing job on the raffle. The mighty, mighty raffle, and did a stunning job, but seemed to be yelling the word mug every 15 seconds. And when it came to the bar afterwards, that word stuck in my head, and that's what led us to where we are now.
Well,
this is Hutton Orbital Radio. I apologise on behalf of Steph.
I'm just sitting here shouting abuse at Mr. Mogadon. Shift your butt off the pad, Mr. Mogadon! We can see you!
He's gone for a poo.
Move it,
baby. A very large 1.5 hour stored up poo.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I wonder if he maybe used that last cubicle on the right. Come on, Mr. Mogadon, move it.
Right, I'm going in. I'm going to nudge him.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on. That's going on live at Hutton Orbital right at this minute now. So, Steph, yeah, I mean, it's one of these things. It's been fantastic. We've got loads of new faces and new names to add to our round of friends, which is brilliant. And how did you get roped in?
How did I get roped in? Well, it's the Skype community, really. Commanders like Mr. Snoswell and Mr. Pearson, of course, and a certain Grant Woolcott. I can't remember if you've ever heard of him.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you've got, of course, our the man that we have to point the fingers at for the whole mug escapade. That's Mr. Winard for, of course, creating the mug flinging rogue station commander David Brubin in our Dockers podcast. And it's just, yeah, it's just... I'm just watching this.
Absolutely.
This python nudging this poor T6 off the pad.
Now, a question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever tried to explain mug to anyone who wasn't previously au fait with it?
No, do you know what? People tend, they kind of understand that mug is a kind of expletive, and I think they're just happy. See, obviously, people that know me will have known me for a while, so there's some points at which they just sign things off as, ah, it's Grant. It's a Grant thing, and that's where it gets left. Or if they know me from Hat Trick and things, then it's a cow thing, and a cow thing isn't meant to make sense, and if you try and make sense of it, you end up with a headache and a couple of days in hospital. So, yeah, I don't think anybody has a full grasp of it in my sort of vicinity, but certainly it looks like, you know, they just accept the fact that it means something and carry on. It's like trying to explain the internet to my gran as well, you know, that's just, it's never going to work. Just no one, just accept it as a thing, you know, and that's it. As oh, is that one of these interweb things? Yes, Grandma, that's right. Yes, I'm sure she thinks I'm.
I remember
some kind of
superstar.
I remember trying to explain Dockers, the late night Dockers at Lave Radio, to my mother and my brother, and it ended up being where you had to be there, and that was the only way I could end up describing it.
Well, we have a number of commanders around us here. We've got Chris Hankey, Vinchton is, of course, Vang de On. We have Commander Whoever, Commander Sundqvist, Commander Some Hooligan, Commander Zen Zob, which is awesome. And, of course, we've got the Deck Duck, Dock Hogging, Dock Blocking, Pad Pacifier, Emar Mogadon, Commander Emar Mogadon.
Mr. Mogadon, you have 46,000 light seconds before I arrive. Yeah. Get off my pad.
He might have had to nip to the loo or something, but you know, it's one of those things, isn't it? Paging Mr. Mogadon. Mr. Mogadon, to your T6, please. Commander's waiting to shoot you.
And, I'm doing my best to rev him off the pad, but he's not moving.
No, he's not. He's not. Someone's looking for an orca. Are orcas particularly good?
Well, they're quite fat.
Sunkissed.
We could crush him with it.
They're saying hello back. Yeah, I don't know what's happened. Mr. Mogadon's normally quite a considerate fella, so unless he's got a technical issue or something going on. But yeah, he is causing a queue. He is causing a queue. Now,
that's one hell of a poo.
It certainly is. Now, I'm going to bring someone else down into the chat as well who had a bit of a mishap earlier on, and I'd like to sort of chat to him about it if he's appeared. Yes, he is. He is. Right. I'm just going to let him know I'm bringing him down.
I didn't get warned.
No, I had to bring you across from, you know, 1952. Hello,
Mindway.
Yes, you were going to the chat. I just yanked you from there.
Wait. Hello.
Hello. I know it's a bit of a strange kind of, what would you call it, a very unnerving feeling to be ripped out of that chat room and dragged down here to a bit of peace and quiet.
Oh, you're not missing much up there, trust me.
But we were chatting to you earlier on in-game as we were doing our little convoy and you were tuned into Hutton Orbital. And whereabouts in the galaxy were you at that point?
Well, I was actually part of... I am still an active part of the First Great Expedition. We're doing the Sagittarius Carina Expedition Arm. And I was just at Base Camp 2. And like I say, it's like, kill the monotony of the boredom. Let's tune into Hutton Radio, listening to Psycho Cow and everybody else. It's great, you know? And then I got an error. It's the old typical net error. You know, similar to the transaction errors.
Yeah.
And what occurred was, I was coming out of hyperspace, I should say. And it went, oh, unable to process transaction error, yeah, and it crashed me to desktop. As soon as I came back into the game, boom, ship explodes.
Oh, no. How far away were you from core?
About, from some solar, was about nearly 7,000 light years. And I'd accrued about 2 weeks worth of exploration data by doing it via the economical route.
So, of course, being embittered and furious and fist-waving at the game, you decided that it would be a cracking time to put that all aside and come and help out your mates doing the mutton hug.
Well,
it was either that
or actually rage quit and actually take it out on my kids, which I thought was a bad idea in the first place.
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to share that story with people out there because, you know, it's one thing. There's so many things that going on at the moment in game. In fact, there's too many that it's causing dilemmas. Do I go and play beta? Do I go some beta testing? Do I do some CQC? Do I get involved in the hut and mug goal? Or do I go off deep exploring and things like that? There's so many things that it's just wonderful to have this opportunity to share that with everybody and say, come on, be involved. It's great fun. Come meet some people that you'll probably play with for the rest of your times here.
Now that's a very good point you make there, Psycho Cow, because when I actually did go finally make it on my first run to Hutton Orbital, I took my Anaconda, and I think Steph, you were there. I was dropping some cargo off, and everybody was having a great time scooping it up and piling on it like flies on a piece of dog turd. It was wonderful to see.
It was brilliant. I missed out just at the very end, didn't I?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, you said you want to scoop some of the stuff up. But it was fun. Everybody was really getting involved. I actually thought about it. In fact, I'm on my way back to Hutton now. I'm actually being chased by another python. I have to admit, coming back, even though I actually lost all of that 2 weeks of exploration data, small miracles give me an opportunity for a week before I head back out into the sticks to help you guys out. And from what I've seen from the community goal, Cycle Cow, and everybody who's listening to Home Radio, you guys have done great. Absolutely fantastic with the amount of community work you guys have done.
Well, we can't really take the credit for the way that the goal's going, because I don't really think that, you know, all of those 1,600 or nearly 1,700 commanders are plugged into our Facebook, but we've got a small mountain of guys, and they're obviously spreading the word, and the word of mouth in-game through the in-game comms is pleasant, friendly, it's open, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm actually meeting commanders I've never even heard of before because of this community goal now since I got back, and I've only been doing this for, 2 hours?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, all these nice new names that you just know we're going to be speaking to for years to come, you know, and hopefully we can then get them to come down to some of the conventions if they're able to and enjoy the amazing community in person, because that's the thing, that we've all met in various different ways, and well, I could have been meeting you soon, but we'll need to wait till the next one, won't it?
Yes, indeed.
One of these things. Well, thanks, Mindwet. I'm going to chuck you back up to the other guys.
Yeah, no worries. It's been a pleasure being on the show, guys. I'll catch you later.
No problem. I'll splash you up there. Bloink. Oh, no, I won't. That didn't work. Uh-oh. I just grabbed Steph by mistake. Sorry, Steph. Hope that didn't hurt.
That's okay. I'm waiting to say something.
So, Steph, what are you currently up to at this minute in-game?
Game.
As I write...
Nope, I've lost you there.
The long journey is nearly done. 0.19 seconds now from Hutton Orbital.
Excellent. Whereabouts are you, Dave? You still outside Hutton trying to get this Mr. Mogadon off the pad?
We've had 6 pythons running him at the moment. We have taken photographs for tomorrow. One of the pythons sunk down into the pad and ended up with a fine as well.
We just got to, I suppose, expect that he's going to be in the most wanted list in the morning, isn't he?
He's not a popular bunny. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 ships parked up waiting for it.
I don't know if anyone else who's been involved in this community goal has ever seen as many holo icons on their scanner ever. In-game, other than way back in Alpha when really we had one station to go to. But Port Zalada it was as well. But I've never seen so many active, real players playing together like this. And, you know, we're having a giggle. Yeah, we've got some frustrations. Oh, he moved.
We were doing it an hour and a half away from civilization.
Exactly.
Hutton is civilization.
Civilization moved to Hutton, yes.
It is civilized. I can't believe I just said that.
Well, this is the most civilized behaviour we've seen in-game. There are no pirates. There's nobody camping the arrival point. There's lots of... I think we mentioned it earlier, 2 days ago now. Yeah, lots of, oh, no, after you, or who's next on the docking queues. So it's all awfully polite.
Yeah, we only get upset when someone's hogging the pad. And now I've got a message from Zaphod Beeble, who's arrived at Hutton. Hello, Zaphod, welcome back. Barry Shiro has decided he's going to go away for some sausages, which is making the most use of the time taken to clear this hog off the pad. Oh, it's absolutely brilliant.
Now, Mr. Hankey is getting upset as well, but I'm not sure it's the Mr. Hankey, it's the other Mr. Hankey.
Oh, is that Mr. Hankey Panky? We have 624,559 tonnes of scrap having been delivered. Now, by my looks and my finger measurements of that little section, that looks like we're getting close to maybe a quarter of the way to the next goal. Yeah, it's about
this one looks to be taking more, doesn't it? It looks to be not linear.
Next goal's a million, maybe?
Yes.
I think so. So I think we've got to get 500,000. So we're maybe coming up. Yeah, maybe about a quarter. Yeah, 125. Yeah. Yeah, we'll call it a quarter. It's as good as damn. And in fact, it would be past that certain Mr. Pogging, Mr. Mogadon, who I will get on Friday's Drabble show if he turns up, because he's one of our regular competitors. Which is why I know he would not intentionally do this if he realised he was causing a big, massive jam. But he deserves all the aggro he's going to get for it. I think that's fair to say. And I'm sure he can manage to take it as well. But he's now holding back our quick traffic reports. But yes, certainly, at this particular instance, if you are coming out to Hutton Orbital, you may need to be prepared for a long wait while an old man hot the pad. Dave, is there anything else you were wanting to bring up?
Yes. I've just got fined for reckless flying. Thank you. I may have run about 120.
Oops. Well, what now? Of course, tomorrow's Sunday. Sorry, only Steph.
I said I've got two things, if I may.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, firstly, it's a commendation. I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you a lot. To all the pilots of the large ships, all those pilots in the Anacondas, the Type 9s, the Type 7s, the Orcas, none of whom will be getting any credit in this community goal. They'll be giving all their credit to somebody else.
Yes, well, you're exactly right. I mean, there was, if I can remember, there was Gran Solo, who was out there, and there was another commander who's currently up in the... chat. Well, he was.
Mind White?
I think he's left. No, Mind White was out giving it as well, that's right. Oh, crikey, there was quite a few of them. Dizzy DJ was out last night.
M98 and pregnant?
Is that a real commander name?
M98 and pregnant, I promise you.
Oh, that is the name, yes.
That's brilliant. Thank you to all of you. I mean, yes, I'm finding it particularly impossible to scoop in my Python. Has anyone managed to scoop? I've managed to get 2 out of maybe 10.
My nose is way too large in this thing. I keep playing ping pong with it. I've batted them round Hutton Orbital. I've crushed them. I've smashed them. I've bent them and spun them. But no, I haven't scooped them.
No, I've been struggling.
One other thing. Well, actually, 2 other things now. I've got a request from someone, but that'll come. Remind us, Grant, how do you pronounce Dave's commander name?
21.
yeah.
21 or you, I answer to most things. Definitely not Vinge, though. Vinge makes me sound like I need a...
Vinge the Minge!
Well, you say I call him Vinge to ton, but it's not as Vingid... Van de Ong.
Ah, docking time!
And
No, he's still there. The Mogadon is still there.
No, on my instance. I'm in!
Oh, God, sling your wing invite. I'm coming to play with you. I'm not playing this one anymore. Mogadon the Meathead has padlocked.
Oh, no.
What was your other...
Second request? Second request is from Commander Reichstar. Docking successful. Engines disengaged. Yes, engine disengaged. Yes. There you are. Live docking for you. Commander Reichstar is asking when it's his turn. In other words, when do I go? He wants to get rid of me, you see.
Ah, right. Well, we shall swap you for Reichstar now, if you're all right with that.
All right, it sounds like a good time. I've got a little bit of work to do here, selling my scrap.
Indeed, enjoy. And then, thank you very much for
being here. I shall move on and go back to Wolf 424. Thank you very much, everybody.
Not
at
all.
Have a good evening.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Right, we're going to grab down our... Your and my favourite X-Mod, depends what mood he's in today. And we're going to break this down. Reichtar, good evening, sir. How are you?
Yeah, hi.
You wanted Steph off the air. That's just a bit heartless.
Hang on a minute. I've just got to turn off the radio.
So you've got your wine and you're 6,000 light years away from here.
No, I'm 6,556.33 light years away from here.
And you are going to be coming to join us.
Well, my wine's finished, so I've got to come back and get some more, haven't I?
I'm not sure it's wine, Hutton. I think it's gin.
It is.
I'm not coming back then.
You could stop at Lave and get some brandy.
Oh, well, that's a good idea, yeah. No, I've got to go somewhere else first to get my Type 6. But yes, that is the idea. I heard you just had a mind wipe on. Well, where he blew up, that's where I am right now. And it is 6,500 light years away. But I reckon I'm going to make a dash back, come and drop some scrap at Hutton, because I want to try and get a mug, of course, into the competition.
Absolutely.
And,
can you describe where you are now? I mean, what does it look like? What are you seeing? Do you have a stunning Earth-like planet in front of you?
No.
Rings?
No.
A rocky planet?
Nope.
Go on, we're in suspense.
There are 5 stars and 1 planet in this system. It's a gas giant.
So it's pretty standard, nothing special, you might as well come to Hutton kind of system.
Yes, it was fine earlier on. There were 6 of us. We took a photo. It's kind of... with a 5,000-year hop, and that takes 3 weeks, or we have 3 weeks' time for it, and I was 1 minute late after 3 weeks. Ah...
For the benefits of those that don't regularly listen to what you guys are up to, or you guys are part of a team expedition, do you want to give us a couple of words about what you guys do?
Right. Well, this is a first great expedition. And what we're doing is there are about 30 people signed up for the expedition, and the plan is to travel the complete length of the Sagittarius arm. And we're, now at Base Camp 2, so this is just about the start of the third leg now. 6,500 light years away. And, we're going to go sweep the whole length of the Sagittarius Sun, which is the one inside the arm where the bubble is, where we are. And see what's there. Just for the hell of it, and it's planned to, it's going to take 7 or 8 months to actually completely do it, I would reckon.
So, with Michael Brooks talking to us recently about the fact that we should have taken cargo facilities out with us with the stuff they're bringing in the next patch, do you regret not taking the ability to scoop out with you, or are you just going to enjoy scooting back, picking it up, and then heading out again?
I came back last week to... Well, we're also doing a little bit of scientific research. We are planning to take a look at rings, metallic rings, etc., and sort of work out what composition they are, and try and correlate that to the star type. Because basically, if everything is coming from the stellar forge, your star type is based on the chemical makeup and that should also be reflected in the composition of the rings and what you can mine out of it. So we're doing a bit of research for that. So I came back last week to get a mining laser so I could find out what the hell are in these things anyway, because without a mining laser it's pretty difficult. And I had the foresight to actually take some cargo holds with me as well.
Ooh.
Not many, just eight, but yeah, it's an explorer ship. So I actually have actually got everything.
So, and do you want to give a name check to the guys you're out there flying with? Who are these 30 intrepid explorers?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Name two.
I've got two. Mindwipe, when he's not blowing himself up. Dobbo, Vonner. There were three that were in team speak.
Well done, commanders, and I'm assuming you're looking forward to the next bit. So, how many tons do you reckon you do? Are you going for just one drop here at Hutton, or are you going to go the full mug? Are you going to do 3, 4, 5 runs?
Well, I might as well do it until the it ends on Thursday, doesn't it?
Oh, God, is it that far away?
Well, it lasts, isn't it?
It
until
does,
the next downtime.
It finishes in precisely 4 days, 13 hours, and 20 minutes.
Right, well, I think I'll plan to stay until, do it until Wednesday evening. But the big question is, how long is it going to take me to get back 6,500 light years, pick up my Type 6, and then get over to you lot? And then how many times can I make a trip? So, yeah. My intention
is... Well, you'd be glad to know now that we've done all the hard work, it will actually pay more than your damage from the wear and tear. So you're good on your wear and tear.
Yeah, I don't mind. It's all right. I've got some exploration data to cash in, so I can use that to pay for the wear and tear.
Well, fantastic.
And I can just... it's the Type 6, so, you know, I'm not using it at the moment. I'm using my ASP, so... yeah, it's fine.
Well, thank you very much for your sort of locale and what you're up to, and a wee plug for the Great Expedition.
It's good fun. It's good fun. We're on TeamSpeak, and, you know, you go at your own pace. The only thing you've got to do is, like, once every 3 weeks is meet up, take a photograph, and then carry on. It's great. Sometimes, in the middle of it, you just have to make a dash back to the bubble for silly reasons.
The Hutton mug is definitely
like a Hutton mug
reason. All I can say is, you know, it'd be great to have you, Ian, and when you're here, make sure you shout out and we'll get some pictures and things, and don't forget to take a snapshot of your involvement and send that to itookpart@huttonorbital.com.
Yeah, that's the whole point. I want to try and get a mug.
Excellent. Well, I wish you luck in that endeavour. I shall now...
Thank you very much.
...chuck you back up with the rest of the rabble, and...
Okay, you do that, and I'll start jumping back to civilization.
And we'll see you soon. See you soon. Thank you very much. Right, we'll just have a little quick jingle, and we'll be back in a minute. In fact, I'm going to try... we're going to try something slightly different.
This is a message on behalf of Hutton Orbital Flight Control to pilots. Commander Astrodamus is inbound, so please depart the station at your earliest convenience. Landing pad repair crews to standby.
That's a little poke at fun at our poor Commander Astrodamus, who obviously ran into some problems last night. It was a bit of a shame for him. It really, really was. And nobody's laughing or making a joke of the fact that he ended up putting Pad 3 out of use for a number of hours. Now, we should be back after this.
Gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump, 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 my lovely little lumps. Check it out. I drive these brothers crazy. I do it all.
They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Adana. Karen, they be sharing all their money. Got me wearing fly. Girl, I ain't asking. They say they love my ass. And 7 jeans, true religion. I say no, but they keep giving. So I keep on taking. And no, I ain't taking. We can keep on dating. I keep on demonstrating my love. Love. Check it out.
I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, 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 yeah, let's go. I could be your baby, you could be my honey. And let's spend time, not money. And mix your milk with my cocoa pop. Milky, milky, cocoa. Mix your milk with my cocoa pop. Milky, milky, right?
They say I'm really sexy. The boys, they wanna sex me. They always standing next to me. Always dancing next to me. Trying to feel my hump, hump. Looking at my lump, lump. You can look, but you can't touch it. If you touch it, I'ma start some drama. You don't want no drama. No, no drama. No, 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 no drama. So don't pull on my hand, boy. You ain't my man, boy. I'm just trying to dance, boy. And move my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely lady love. You.
She's got me spending.
Oh, spending all your money on me and spending time on me.
She's got me spending.
Oh, spending all your money on me, on me.
What you
on
gonna
me.
Do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
What you gonna do with all that tan, all that tan inside of jeans?
I'ma make you scream, make you scream, make you.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off this hump.
What you gonna do with all that breast inside that shirt?
I'ma make you work, make you work, work, make you work.
She's got me spending.
Oh, spending all your money on me.
is a public service announcement from the Fuel Rats. Please stop what you're doing and pay attention. If we can rescue you, we will, but you can help us help you by following these easy steps. 1. Fly 50 light seconds or so from the system's main star and drop out of supercruise. 2. Note down the current system and the nearest stellar body. 3. If you're on emergency life support, log out immediately. 4. Go to fuelrats.org and click Get Help. 5. Stay calm, hold your breath, and let our seasoned professionals do what they do best. The Fuel Rats. We have fuel, you don't. Any questions?
Good evening. This is Hutton Orbital News. I'm your presenter and host for this evening, Dick Chafing. We have a number of stories breaking today throughout the Hutton Orbital Mug Goal, and our first story... I shall just... clear my throat. There we go. Yes, this is really happening. The news is on now. Representatives from Frontier Developments in the latest phase of system upgrades for stations and ships are said to be disappointed at the number of pilots Federation ships not assisting them with testing. RCQC Championship hinges on the input of long-standing commanders, making sure we don't introduce new glitches. Rumors suggest that they have extended the testing period to 2 weeks to take account of the absence of so many commanders. Yeah, that's right, isn't it? Yeah. In a developing news story, there have been reports that medical transport ASPs have been seen arriving at Hutton Orbital after a fire at Pad 3. Station officials have said that the pad mechanisms overheated earlier today, sparking a fire that partially destroyed the dockers' quarters. Luckily, most of the docking crew were on duty at the time, and only those borrowed from Bar of Star were off duty at that moment. Initial investigation suggests that the levels of mega-gin in the quarters may have contributed to the rapid spread of the fire, and tests are being carried out on items of clothing rescued from the blaze. Investigations centre around the illegal wearing of shell suits instead of mechanics' overalls. A plea for help has been received from a Commander Ragnaros. I'm making sure I get that word right. Ragnaros, yes. A plea message has been received from Commander Ragnaros. Transmission received as follows. I am an idiot. An idiot who needs help. I accidentally hit boost really close to Hutton Orbital. Had no time to hit cargo scoop or landing gear. I'm able to pay for my recovery cost, but I'll have almost zilch for trading. Anyone able to lend me some funds via Palladium or something? Oh, of course, I'll pay it back tomorrow night. The EDC have sprung into action and are presently rescuing the hapless commander from his own foolish misthumb on the thrusters. Our final story is about Commander Rancid Rance, and he has committed a bit of a faux pas by engaging in a ship-to-ship incident that incinerated both his own ship. It's incinerated both his own ship and our fuel rat escort in a single action. The fuel rats have magnanimously turned a blind eye to the incident. That was your news for now. I've been Dick Chafing, and thank you for listening. Oh, dearie.
You're not supposed to get the giggles, lad.
I'll tell you what, it's just that there's something funny about, you know, here, I'm the fuel rat, I'm here to help you. Pew, pew, boom! What the heck just happened? I got a little message there from my commander
Doc Stone, who says that during the journey to Hutton Orbital, he actually pooed himself. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, TMI.
Yeah, just a tad. Now, we're going to have a wee quick word with a command. I think he might have run. Has he hit? No, he's not. He's there. Commander Zimratz. We'll have a wee chat with him, who's been hanging around outside Hutton. Commander Zimratz, hello. Hello, how are you, sir? He is here. I talked to him earlier, and he is on notice that he should be here. He might have gone shy.
Good evening. I'm quite well. Thank you.
Good evening, and how are you enjoying being part of this ridiculous community goal?
It's really good, actually.
And whereabouts are you at the current moment in the game?
I'm currently on run 16 and hovering around Hutton waiting to dock.
Fantastic. What are you flying?
I'm in a Type 6, an unshielded Type 6.
Unshielded, so you're getting 112 tonnes per run? Something like that, isn't it? 112, yeah, I think it's 112. I managed to get without shields.
110, I quite disordered the outfitting.
Right, that's fantastic. And, crikey, how many trips have you done? Did you say 15?
That's a ridiculous... This is run 16, believe it or not.
16?
15 or 16, one of the two.
Unbelievable. Well, we can only thank you very much for being involved and doing your, well, doing more than your part. I mean, 16 times 1.5 is 24. You've literally played for a whole day non-stop with breaks in between, and obviously you've got that 1.5 hour journey in which you can tend to do some things.
These are the advantages of working from home. I can set it away and go do other things.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for popping down and giving us a wee update on it. If you do want to come and chat on the station, you're welcome to join us in the Hutton Orbital Community Goal channel in the Lave Radio TeamSpeak, which you can get to by going to laveradio.teamspeak3.com, and then you'll find the Hutton Orbital Community Goal. If you are in there, you'll see Psycho Cow, or you'll see Vanta Ong, or you might see Mike Snoz. If you send us a message letting us know that you want to have a wee chat, or you've got something that you want to talk about, then let us know and we will bring you down when we do our live radio hijacks. Thanks for that, Zimratz. I'll just stick you back. There he goes. Ah, so Dave, have we got anything planned special for tomorrow?
Trucking, I think. More trucking, a bit more trucking, a little bit of radio. I think you were thinking about doing another one of your convoys, weren't you?
Yeah, I would love to get another convoy done. I think speaking to the Americans, well, not really the Americans, Simon Winard, who's a kind of fake American, but he lives in America and therefore the time difference is difficult. He's requested that we don't do it at 2, that we put it back to 3 so that he can be part of that, and obviously that will affect a number of people who are on the other side of the Atlantic. And we want them all. Come on, help. It's going to be great.
And he's got blue hair.
And he's got blue hair and a red eye, which I'm not sure is necessarily a desired effect, but he's got it anyway, so tough. So yeah, 3 p.m. British Standard Time, we will be meeting at, well, actually, you know what, you're going to have to check, because if Wolf 424 runs out of scrap by 3 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to have a different location, so tune in, listen in, and just keep checking the different websites, huttonorbital.com. If you're on our Facebook page or even on Twitter, we'll try and keep you posted should that actually become an issue. I don't know if you... What about you? You're still at Hutton, aren't you?
No, I'm en route to Ready Gateway. While we've been chatting, I've been storming my way back to stock up on scrap for the next run.
If you could give us a little live stock levels update once you get there, that would be fantastic. I'm going
to... No worries. Do you want a CG update just as we're pulling to a close here?
Yes, that'd be awesome. Have you got it handy? I think I've got it.
I've got it handy. Here we go. We have 637,334 tonnes collected by 1,707 commanders now.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I have just noticed that Mr. Mogadon has gone. He's actually cleared the pad. I'm just scrolling back viciously quickly to see whether or not I got a message from him. No. Chris Hankey is in solo mode. Barry Shiro, I think, called him a cheat. Barry, it's not cheating. He's got smiley faces and everything. Deary me. So, Michael Searle is there. There's pad issues. No, it was just an old person. I think he had obviously logged off and it kept him on the sort of pad until he timed out. Commander,
Somebody ought to check his pulse, just to make sure.
Yeah. Commander SR Jack is suggesting that an EVA might have been handy. Bold Moles there as well. We also have a message coming in from Zafford Beeble again, who says Commander Fungas was one of the scrap dropping Conda pilots, by the way. Thank you Zafford, and he's now telling me the pad's cleared. I see that. Chris Hankey has tried getting back in, but he has sold his scrap in a private group and is back in open, but he couldn't get back into the same instance. And Daddy Baddy, who's one of the sort of one of my friends off my friend list, has apologised that he is unable to join us because he is currently 6,000 light years out in the void. I think we can forgive you this time, but you know, a real true mugite would self-destruct and come back. It's not true.
It's been done. It has been done.
Yeah, but not on purpose. Well, on purpose. Are you aware of a commander that's done it on purpose?
No, it was pretty accidental.
So, yes. Have you arrived at the station yet, or should we have a wee quick...
I can give you a weather report from around the station.
Yeah, that'd be great.
The sun's there. And it's round, and it's on fire. Well, it's not on fire, suns aren't on fire, but it's brightly.
I think, you know, solar winds are expected in the late evening after many chilly meals have been eaten. What I'll do is I'm going to play a new advert that we have tonight, courtesy of one of our colleagues on Facebook who conned his wife into doing some recording for us, which is nice. Thank you very much to the both of them. And here, have a listen while Dave docks up and gets us a nice stock level live report.
Are you suffering with Hutton burnout? Have your feet gone numb from sitting in a cockpit for too long? Is there a strange smell in your cockpit? Did you spill your coffee last time you were interdicted? At Hutton Orbital, Wonders Pilots Emporium has everything you need to de-stress after a hard day's trucking. Our patented scrap-built vibrating massage chairs will soothe away your aches and pains. A foot spa and manicure will revitalise you, ready for your next trip. Or simply recline in one of Wonders' spacious hammocks for a much-needed power nap. Whilst you relax, our team of fully insured sanitation agents will scrub the inside of your cockpit, leaving nothing behind but a pleasant smell of fresh linen. Forget about the ship's wear and tear. Take care of yourself at Wonders, the furthest you'll ever go to relax.
Fantastic. It's just awesome. And if you want to contribute to the community goal in any way that you can, if you want to do some recordings of your own adverts and send them in to us, if you're a member of another Elite Dangerous community group, if you have your own adverts and things you'd like us to play out, I know there's other radio stations that exist. We've got our sister station that we call our sister station because, well, frankly, Lave Radio have been very supportive and helpful. We also have, of course, Radio Sidewinder, which is out there, which is another one that's very, very popular with players. And they are very similar to us. They've got commercial music tunes playing and various different DJs throughout the day. So definitely worth checking them out. But yes, if you have adverts for your own little community group, then please, that includes Ucode, do send them in to us. We'll be more than happy to air them for you and to promote your group because, frankly, that's what this is all about, bringing the communities that little bit closer together so that we can play the game a little bit harder. Right, Dave, how are things?
Right, I've docked. I've not crashed. It's nice and cosy inside the station here, and we've got a scrap report. So we are at Ready Gateway. It is selling for 44 credits now, so the price is going up, and we are down to 46,000 tonnes at this station. So we've lost another 10,000 tonnes today. It might last for the duration, it might not. Exported to, by the way, top of the list, Alpha Centauri.
Brilliant. It does sound like we're going to have to... Well, I know we've got the other station, the other outpost in that system that's going to be possible to use, but it does sound like we've maybe got 24 hours left of that system supplying us, which is a shame, but that's the way these things go. And you know what? What do you reckon? I mean, we're looking at the progress that we've made in 3 days, and it's staggering. I never thought we would be this... far along at this point at all. It's really humbling to see how many people have got involved and really taken to this. But I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit and track out what you think. Where? Oh, crappy. No. Sorry, I've had one of those moments where my ship has shot forward and rammed the station. And of course, I'm flying without any shields, and that was a little bit sore.
Go on, give us the final number. What is your hull down to?
It's down to 74% at the moment.
That's fine. But it is a bit of scratch.
Yeah, it usually takes me about 50% of hull to get landed.
It's cost. That is the sheer cost of it.
Right, so jumping in there to have a wee quick look. We want to know, Dave, what is your prediction? Where are we going to be come Thursday afternoon at around about, I don't know, 11 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I'm reckoning we've got a good day tomorrow. There's a lot of trucking going on at the moment. It's slowed down a tiny bit. It's a Saturday night. People are going out partying, but or servicing their other halves or whatever they're doing. But we've gone over the allowance of 10. I reckon by the end of tomorrow, and I mean late tomorrow night, we'll be over the allowance of 20. That gives us the rest of the week to get up to 30. But I reckon these tiers are pretty heavily spaced apart. It's going to be a hard push to get to allowance of 30. I think we could do it, but we've got to work it hard.
Fan, I'm actually in the same sort of boat. I think, you know, definitely reckon we're going to hit that 30 and be extremely close to it, if not over it, come the close of this community, which is exactly what we want.
Yeah, we need your scrap.
We do. And so, as I sign off for the last time tonight, thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you for being part of this. And we look forward to your comments and your photographs. Remember to send them in to itookpart@huttonorbital.com so that we can put them up on the website, on the Facebook page, and share them and show how awesome it's been. But in the meantime, just a song that really does send out the message that we want you to take home with you tonight. And when you wake up tomorrow morning and you've got Hutton fatigue and you're jumping back into your ship and you're thinking, I don't know if I can do this, then just remember this.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train.
just before I disappear, I nearly forgot to say one really important thing about what's coming up tonight. Tonight on Hutton Orbital Radio at 10 p.m. we will be playing episode 1 of Dockers. Dockers is a comedy podcast based on the goings-on in a space station. Actually, it's Barnard Star Station. Not that there is a Barnard Star Station, but then again, we were making Dockers before Elite Dangerous came out and called it Boston Base. But regardless of that, Barnard Star Station and their own goings in there, it's a comedy podcast. It is of a mature content warning and will be an awful lot of fun. If you've never heard it, then by all means tune into that. It'll give you a giggle at 10 o'clock. Thank you again for spending your day with us. We have thoroughly enjoyed it. Good night, and I'll catch up with you guys tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Wolf 424 at the current minute, provisionally, and I will no doubt be on the radio before then to give you some of the updates of the day as well. So thank you very much. Remember, keep it tuned to huttonorbital.com.
Hutton Orbital Radio, your listening choices: us or static.